Welcome to The B-List, your weekly roundup of celebrity mess and pop culture. This week, Kanye West can't seem to stay out of headlines and continues to lose brand deals. DC Studios has found new leadership in James Gunn and Peter Safran, and Rihanna releases music for the first time since 2016. Kanye West continues to face the consequences of his anti-Semitic remarks. On Monday, talent agency CAA dropped West as a client, and production company MRC decided to scrap the documentary about the rapper entirely. The biggest hit to West is the termination of his 9-year-long partnership with Adidas for Yeezys. However, it doesn't stop there. On Sunday, Kanye West took to Instagram to attack Roxy Washington, the mother of George Floyd's child. This comes shortly after saying he wanted to apologize about previous false accusations he made surrounding Floyd's death. In the now-deleted post, he calls Washington greedy for moving to sue West for $250 million on grounds of misappropriation, defamation, and infliction of mental distress. On Friday, Rihanna returned to music for the first time since her 2016 album, Anti. Lift Me Up is an emotional ballad that pays tribute to the late Chadwick Boseman. The song will be featured on the soundtrack of the upcoming Black Panther sequel, Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, which comes out in theaters November 11th. Turning to DC, film director James Gunn and producer Peter Safran will become the new co-CEOs of DC Studios after former head Walter Hamada stepped down 2 weeks prior. Gunn and Safran will oversee film, TV, and animation as heads of DC Studios. Possible projects for the post-Gunn Safran era of DC comic movies include Wonder Woman 3 and sequels to Black Adam, The Flash, and Man of Steel. That's all for the B-List this week. Check in next Monday to hear about what happens this week in pop culture. For WNUR News, I'm Cara Tolley.